Stratisfaction.com.
You got married September 2006, right?
I'm glad you know that, yes.
Yes. Well, what? Why are you glad? So
no,
that I don't hit on you again?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I'm glad you're aware of your facts, because I'm sure you have to check facts when you do, interviews.
No, never.
Okay.
Always off the top of my head. Did you have Tiny Tim donuts at your wedding?
I did.
True story?
I swear. Listen, I was like,
I'm in love with you now.
This is just a big, gigantic party, and if I got to pay a lot of damn money to have this party because I'm supposed to, then I'm going to make it a party that is a party. And Tiny Tom Donuts, make it a party.
How did that even come up?
Well, my husband and I love junk food.
Yes.
And like things like the Paramount Canada's Wonderland,
uh-huh.
We get a season's pass every year just to get fun, okay? You know, like that's the kind of people we are. We drive like 25 kilometers into town to get the best fish and chips in town.
Yeah.
That's what we do. So we just thought, let's get all the good stuff we like since we have to pay for it anyway. Yeah, it was fun.
That's absolutely hilarious. So what have you been up to?
Eating Tiny Tom donuts, really. Getting, fat and... Yeah. Actually, lots of stuff. I'm opening up a yoga studio.
Well, I heard you're newly into yoga.
Not that new. Do you remember I had a back injury that took me off television for quite a few months?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that when you were sad? Remember
yes,
that
time? I cried.
Yeah, I know. well, that injury kept me off TV for about 4 months, and it was physiotherapy was doing absolutely nothing for me. And I'm sorry, I'm just being distracted by hearing myself in my ear. It's different and neat and interesting.
Well, you sound great.
Me. Sorry. Okay, I got mesmerized by my voice. I'm sorry. Okay, we're back.
That's all right. We're both mesmerized by you then. We're fine.
Yeah, but you're mesmerized by something else, and I'm fine. Okay, moving on. So, anyway, I found yoga when I had this injury. Lita actually had a broken neck at one point, and she did the hot yoga and recommended it to me. And it was, I tell you, about 2.5 months later, I was 100%, went back in the ring, finished up my career, no back injuries, no pain, and still, knock on wood, have I nothing bad with my back.
Really, eh?
Yeah. Yeah,
so you're going to open a studio now?
Oh, yeah. It's 5,200 square feet, which is a small place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's three different studios. That was sarcastic. It's 5,200.
Yeah, that's kind of large.
Huge.
Well, it's like your house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I have two of those places. I'm really opening up a studio so I can do yoga whenever I want, actually. But,
That's good. You got to think about yourself that way, right?
It's all about me.
Yeah, absolutely. When was the last time you were in Edmonton?
Huh. I don't remember. Let me think. It was...
We could ask one of these guys, because they'll know.
People,
they'll be like...
People, does anybody know? Anybody? I'll give it someone a sip of my Orange Julius.
Ooh.
If they'll tell me when I was last here. Nobody. Someone just looked at me and said, and you are...
Yeah. So, who's the chick?
That's right. Okay. Is that the chick at the car wash? No. No, my clothing was...
That was a different business. Totally, altogether.
2004, though. Backlash paper
from
2004.
Right.
As someone whispered. Did you catch that on the radio? You caught that?
Yeah. It was good how she did it, though, because she sort of leans into you, turns her back so that I can't see. 2004.
Where is that, creepy...
What was that, in case I read
ghost?
Lips or something? You didn't want me to know it was 2004?
It was Backlash 2004. I remember.
That's what I was thinking.
Clearly now.
Yeah.
Clearly. Yes, it's all coming back to me. I remember. I fought. That's what I did. That's right. Now I remember. I was fighting.
See, that's the thing. You come to town, you start a fight.
Well, that's the kind of girl I am.
You're not fighting this weekend, though. You're at River Tree Resort.
I'm not going to. Someone messes with me. You know what I'm saying?
What I've heard.
These ring card girls, okay? I mean, if you don't hold that ring card correctly, if that number's upside down, I'm coming after you.
So you're hosting and judging the Maximum Fighting Ring Card Girl search. That's easy to say.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, because I've been trying all day, and I'm like, abba-dabba-da. So thank you. And can you come and do the rest of my interviews with me for the rest of the
day? Yeah, what we'll do is we'll just tape it on an MP3 player, and you can just hit play.
Insert it?
I like that. Maximum Fighting Ring Card Girl search final.
Yeah, so it's culminating to this moment, and I'm so excited I get to be here for the final moments where we pick the girl. So I'm going to be judging some ladies tonight.
Tomorrow night.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right.
It's because I've been doing a lot of research.
Yes.
And at my hotel, I have their pictures, and I have some research bio stuff. You know what I mean?
Spread out on the bed and everything like that.
I got to really be prepared for this. It's a big deal, You got to be prepared.
So I was reading a whole bunch of stuff online about, what you've been doing, because you did the Armed and Famous thing.
I did.
Which was hilarious.
You know what's crazy? About a year ago, think about this. A year ago, I was walking around with a Glock 40 on my hip. What? That's weird. Right? How does that happen? Sometimes I think about things like that. And I just want to, I know this is a listening audience. They don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going
to... You're pulling out a gun?
And I'm pulling out a... And everyone... This just thought I'd show you.
Oh, the badge.
It's the badge.
That's outstanding.
This is my little bling. That
Muncie,
I
Illinois.
Yes, Muncie, Indiana.
Indiana, that's
get
right.
Get it right.
Yeah, sorry,
and it's very, it's neat. It's very, it looks like.
That's cool.
It's real. I just want to show everyone it's real.
So, how did they pick Muncie, of all places, to do a reality show like that?
A lot of crack.
The crack capital of the world?
A lot of crack down there, and, you know, that's actually what happened. And there are, you know, a lot of crack hoes as well.
Yes.
So it makes for some good, you know, availability of arresting people. So, yeah.
How big was the shock factor when you know, you arrest someone and then they sort of go, I think that's Trish Stratus, but I might be high and drunk. So if I say, Officer Stratus...
Well, the funny thing about that is it would go down and they would just treat me like, you know, an officer, sort of, you know, not quite, like, you're kind of, you know, not quite the highest respect level for some reason, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's probably because I'm a female, you know, not just because I'm Trish.
Sort of leave the gun belt on sort of mentality.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Men are pigs.
No matter what, yeah, they are. But no matter what, like I said, we would you know, we'd do the arrest, we'd give them the rights, get them in the car, and it wasn't until after they get in the car, like... Damn, I just got arrested by Trish Stratus. Like, it was almost like they were, like, kind of tickled by, like, that. Yeah. I got a story to tell.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you know, like, yeah, you like Muncie? Do you like Muncie? No, I don't like Muncie. You know? it was great. It was, and they would kind of, like, you know, show us offside there in the back seat. It was quite touching.
Wow. Yeah. That's very nice. What's true or not? You have a 67 Camaro?
I did.
You sold it?
I did. It was a 68, actually.
Oh, bad information again.
Well, you know.
I got to shoot my research staff.
You don't do it yourself. You have other people do it. That's
no, I'm a bit of a big deal.
If you want it done right, do it yourself.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, she's gone. Skills. She's gone.
Why?
It was just time. She was getting old.
Wasn't working out.
It was actually a pain in the butt to drive. To be honest with you, you'd be like, this is sweet. You get in the car and it's kind of like, it's very difficult to drive. It's not a smooth, easy drive,
yeah, no,
you know.
Muscle
which
car.
Is fine. I get the whole muscle car behind it all. And my hubby got a new Porsche 911. Not to say we upgraded with a newer, better model or anything, but we did.
So he drives the Porsche and you drive what now?
I drive a Porsche as well, but it's a Cayenne.
Ah.
Yeah, SUV.
Right.
Yeah. But that's not his everyday car. He has a pickup truck because he's building my yoga studio right now.
Oh, he's a contractor?
Yes. He builds.
How'd you meet?
In high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I knew you've been together for a long time, but it goes back that far, right?
15 years. And you know what's crazy? We actually have been together 15 years. We've been friends all through high school. And we actually met. He went to elementary school with my cousins. So I've known him since I was probably about 8 or 9 years old. And my cousin and I had the same birthday, so we would have our parties together. And I can look back at my 8th birthday and see Ron in the background. The boy side, though.
Don't
yeah.
cross the
road. Yeah. Yeah, so we were meant to be. Oh.
Isn't that special? It you know, I mean, he's got to be obviously a very patient, trusting kind of guy, because I would imagine you probably get hit on occasionally. And when I say occasionally, I mean every hour on the hour.
Yes. Yeah. I don't get hit on all the time. Not surprising at all. Spoiler, I can't believe I'm hitting you. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, these guys in the room clearly are gay. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with
not
that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But it seems like people think that, oh, you must get hit on all the time, but I don't at all, really. So I don't know if it's this that maybe could be distracting. Yes,
that's a pretty small rock. No one could see
you
that.
You know, but plus, yeah.
Miles.
But, no, he's wonderful. And you know what? He and I were wrestling fans before I got into the business. So, I mean, I went to Maple Leaf Gardens when I was a kid. He did as well. And he used to go with my cousins, actually. That's a little story there. And then, so we went to wrestling. So he gets wrestling. And so when I would do these storylines, like, you know, like make it with The Rock or something, for example, he would get it. It's part of the storyline.
<That's, laughs>
so
when that's he wants, like,
yes,
so
the you're strip joint and get a lap dance, I get it. It's part of the storyline. Because don't you guys, you do storylines or something when you go to the strip joints? Or
Jeff was at the strip joint last night, actually. Fully strictly researched,
and
though.
And just your character is getting the lap dance, right? Yeah. Is that what it is? Something like that?
And his wife didn't call him at all and say, hey, I thought you were going to be home earlier. That never happened.
No. Okay, good. Good to know. So, yeah, he's great. And he's been, you know, and of course, patient because for 7 years I was on the road. And, you know, and that's why, like, it was like the wedding happened. It was kind of like a celebration of us at that point because we're home together and we get to hang out now.
How is I mean, you've done so many different things. You know, the reality show, wrestling, and stuff like that. How's things doing, like the Walk of Fame in 06? I mean, that to me is such a cool event.
Oh, awesome! It was an unbelievable opportunity because they first of all surprised that I'm like, really, you guys want me to host this like gigantic event?
Cool.
Of course, the wonderful people you get to meet, and just to be part of like the event itself honors Canadians, which is fabulous. And then you know we got together and it's like, okay, what do you want to do? We'll write a monologue for you, do something like that. I was like, I want to do a singing and dancing number, sort of like a Broadway style thing. And they're like, oh, do you sing and you dance? I'm like, nope, but you know, I have time.
Details.
In 3 months? I got time, right? And actually, I didn't do it on purpose, but I had broken my I think it was my thumb. What was it? Something was broken.
Mm-hmm.
Arm, hand, what was it? Shoulder. No. Honestly, I've broken every shoulder. No, it was hand. It was thumb. The thumb, because I had that cast. It was removable. Oh, right. Yeah.
You get one answer right. Like what? Come on.
Fired. Anyway. So I had that injury, and I just happened to be available for really. I went to rehearsals, and I went to dance choreography things. Like, what do they call it? Choreography meetings.
I don't know. I don't dance at all.
Meeting of the choreographers.
Yes.
And then we did voice lessons. I did voice coaching. So I really prepped for it. I really loved. I love like these neat chances to show a different side, because people think, oh, she's just like a wrestler, and she like wrestles and has boobs. I do have boobs, and I do wrestle.
Really?
But I can do other things too.
I didn't get that information either. I really got to fire people.
Yeah.
4:59 at K-Rock. We're with Trish Stratus live in the studio. She'll be at the River Cree tomorrow night at Touch Ultra Lounge for the judging of the Maximum Fight Ring Card Girl Search. Hosting and judging, actually.
Good.
Yeah. That I practiced. Everything else, nothing came to it. So having done all this stuff, what in your mind when you look back, and I mean, you're still obviously young, so, but what's the coolest thing you've done?
Huh. It's hard to pick one. Do I got to only pick one? Could you, like, top three or something?
Okay. Alphabetically, though.
Oh, shoot. I don't know the alphabet, so I didn't get around to learning it. But let's see. Top. Okay, Mad TV was a big highlight for me. I did it.
Really,
twice.
Eh?
Yeah, because I love that show. I love comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, threw it out there. I was like, honestly, if I do one thing in this career, I just would love to do, like, outside of wrestling, right? I'd love to do Mad TV. And I'm like, hello? Oh, Mad TV. Hi. Yes, Trish. Okay, I'll be on your show. Yeah.
Really, eh?
Yeah. So that was
I saw that, and I thought, that's probably just one of those things that, you know, just happens along the way. I wouldn't have.
Usually that's what happens. Usually it's just, like, you do things. But this one was like, I really want to. It's like, I love the show. And, yeah, it was fun. They could have given me a better part. I think they really thought some wrestling chick's going to come, and we'll give her some safe parts. So then they got to know me, and they figured I'd probably do some crazier stuff. So wait for my Mad TV appearance next time. It's going to be crazy. So that was awesome. I would have to say my retirement scenario, the whole scenario of, like, retiring in my hometown, you know, of Toronto in front of my hometown crowd and going out as MF and champion was amazing as well, you know.
You can say mother on this station.
Mother? Just
yeah,
that
you can
part.
Say mother, yeah.
Just, okay, mother. But the other part's kind of the, you know, kicker on that one. But, and so let's see. Number three was, well, I got to be honest, it's this moment right here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been a fan for a long, long time. And I actually have done my research, so I'm impressed.
You know what the funny thing was, and Walker can attest to this. So we met in, I think it was 2006. I was working in Toronto, and you were inducted into the Women We Love Hall of Fame at the station I was at.
Q107. Can we say it? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because no one can listen from here to there, I don't think, unless they've got really good hearing.
Internet, live streaming on the internet.
And one of the things that I mentioned, because people, you know, on my side of things on the job, you get to meet a lot of people, right? And the most common question is, what were they like when you got to meet so-and-so, whether it was, you know, a guy from a band or a woman from a band or somebody like yourself. And the one thing that stuck in my mind, and it always impressed me, was how nice you were. Like, you're a sweet person. And from the moment when I met you then, it was just one of those things, because you never know, right? And I'm sure you've encountered that, where somebody you want to meet, and they turn out to be kind of a dick, and you're kind of like, they just ruined it.
I have had that a couple times, yeah. Oh, thank you.
So, and my question that goes along with that is that hard? Because, you know, every day, I mean, you, especially during your wrestling career, you're going town to town, you know, pretty quickly, and you meet a lot of people and a lot of, you know, you meet a lot of dicks along the way. There's, hey, baby, can I touch your ass?
You might be a dick on there?
We can say almost anything.
Cool.
Yeah.
This place is cool.
Yeah. As long as we don't, you know, well, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but is it hard to sort of stay that way when you're going so many places so often, running into people who are not sort of reciprocating your kindness?
sometimes. I think, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of my personality. I think, like, on any, you know, shitty... Ooh, can I say that part?
You just did.
Oh! You loosened me up, and then I was just all loosey-goosey. My goodness. Okay. You know, sorry.
Trust me, they've heard worse on this show.
Okay, good. Yeah. I feel good. I'm not the worst
on
the
show. Yeah, no.
If I had the worst day in the world, I'm still going to put on. Like, this is just part of my personality, so yeah. I don't, you know. And then, you know, people, however they are towards me, it's fine. I've never really been encountered by too many dicks. Sorry, silly. But I haven't really found too many unpleasant people, like, encounters along the way. I mean, sometimes, you know, people say, oh, is it because they're always in your face? And it's like, but, like, I guess I was a fan first and foremost when I started. Mm-hmm. So I understand, like, can you imagine if you met, like, someone, you were like, oh, my God, you saw them on TV and you thought that they did a, you know, cool job or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, it's all good. It's all good. Not too many dicks.
I've met a lot of dicks, actually.
I know. It's ridiculous. We really should move on.
The story's going to get twisted. He's talking about dick, and then it was weird. And so what do you like to do? I mean, you do the yoga thing and stuff like that. Now,
What does that mean, the yoga thing? Do you know what I do when I do yoga?
No, I couldn't possibly even think about doing yoga.
I'm going to send you some pictures and some video, and you'll see.
Are we still talking about yoga?
Oh, no, we've moved on. Yeah.
Okay.
You asked what I wanted to do, and I'll show you the video. Go ahead.
I'll have to Photoshop. This is actually, we're taking Ron's head out, putting mine in.
Okay, that got weird. So,
quickly.
Leave Ron out of this, okay?
Yeah.
What do I like to do? Let's see, I'm a bit of a homebody. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, people think, oh, you like to party. I don't know why they think wrestlers like to party, but most of us are homebodies. Not that I'm a wrestler anymore. But I like to just kind of watch TV, hang out, and do nothing much. Like, I have this new obsession called King of Queens.
Really, eh?
Oh, my God. That's me and Ron. That's, if you're ever wondering, what I wonder what Trisha's like at home with her husband. That's us. 100%.
Watching King of Queens.
That's us, totally. And I got him the box set for Christmas, and we're, like, slightly addicted to it. We stay up for, like, 5 in the morning was, like, the last one we did. But, you know, we just get it all done at once, you know? So, yeah.
Well, what else do you watch?
What else? I don't really watch TV at all. I watch movies, and I love just this, the first little box set that I'm like, no wonder people like box sets. You can just watch it at your leisure and just continuously, and I like it. So if you have any box sets you can recommend, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, well, you know, in radio you get unemployed a lot, so I have tons. Anything you need, just ask. I've got it. Usually because somebody says shit on the air or something like that, and then I get fired for some reason.
Oh, what did you just say? Nothing. Okay.
No, me either. What? So, I mean, you
do... To answer your question, I do nothing. I really...
Are you good at it?
I'm excellent at it. I'm very, very good. I find I'm always busy with stuff. I'm always working on projects. So, like, right now, I'm building my yoga studio. I'm building a new home. I'm planning a new travel show. I'm doing a travel show for the Travel Channel starting in August. It'll be airing.
Like, what kind of destination travel show? Are we talking exotic destinations? Are we talking...
Do you consider Dubai exotic?
Yes.
Yes. Well, then
Very warm, from what I hear.
Yeah. How amazing. How about, they said, so you'll be going over there and you'll be staying in the 7-star resort. I'm like, so it's, you mean 5-star resort? Because that's the highest. No, they have a 7-star resort.
Wow.
I don't know how they earn themselves 2 extra stars, but I'm going to find out.
If kings go there, I would assume.
Well, like, if Queen Trish goes there. I just called myself a queen. I'm not really qualified to do that. I'm sorry.
Well, you're a queen now. You would have been a princess, but you're married, so now you're a queen, right?
Right, but he's not a king, so...
Minor detail.
Yeah? Or there's no royalty?
Well, if you're a queen already, he becomes a king by default. Isn't that the way it goes?
I like what you're saying. I like that. Yes. Huh. No, I'm getting a shake over here. No.
I don't like her much at all, really.
I don't know why she's sitting there. She's actually fired right now. Yeah. Whatever. You know, linger.
Get the unemployed woman out of here.
Give her a box set.
Here, go watch King and Queen.
Not that box set.
Oh, sorry.
So my first one, I'm actually in 2 weeks, I'll be going to Norway and I'll be racing reindeer. What? Who gets to race reindeer? I'm really, you guys look at me like, yeah, okay. No, I'm really racing reindeer.
Get out of here.
Okay, I gotta go, or you want me to?
Racing reindeer?
Yes.
Like horses? Or
no,
like,
reindeer. Like,
no, but like
Rudolph.
Like, would you actually get on Rudolph's back and, you know, with, come on, Rudolph!
No, it's like you have skis, like you're being pulled, but you have skis. There's like sleds, which, whatever, lazy. But what would you say? A sleigh, like Santa, yeah. Where I think they got the idea from. Didn't come from nowhere, you know?
don't ever speak again, Dave. You'll turn into her quickly.
Yeah, just keep holding up that wall. Okay, so we're in their skis, and I get pulled, and you get, and apparently there's some sort of skill involved that you have to do this. But I wanted, like, I actually, I told this producer that I worked with in the summertime on the Second City show I did, and she was like, I just said, I want to travel before I start having babies and things like that, and things that tie you down. So she kind of threw this idea at me. We thought it'd be a great idea to go to these exotic locations and do something like an activity, something where it's relevant to the culture, so it's part of their culture, but I would have to do some sort of challenge, to overcome a challenge.
Uh-huh.
So, like, reindeer racing, never done it before, got to learn it and do it.
I don't know many people that have, actually.
No, well, many people in Norway, that's what they do. It's very big in Norway.
What do you do on Friday night in Norway? Oh, we race reindeer.
Yeah, we race the old reindeers, you know.
Do you have to be drunk first, or can you drink and race reindeer?
I think that's illegal. Right. Hello. They have antlers. That's dangerous.
That's true. It was a crash, and there was an incident, and we ended up at the hospital. A guy got impaled. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
You can say ass.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I wasn't going there, actually.
Oh.
No.
Ooh.
Nostril.
Oh,
yeah.
That's even worse.
So, and so that's what I'm doing. Fiji, New Zealand.
Wow, your life sucks, eh?
Oh, my God. It's so amazing. I was like, this is the best thing ever. I get to actually travel like I've done before, but what are you guys doing? You laughing at me? These people, get them out here,
know,
for real.
Okay.
Just so our listeners can know, there's two people here. One's fired. The other one's just here. And they're
Scott needs to explain, because Scott's here from River Cree, right?
Yes.
So I was at Tap 25 last night, because for the Oilers away games,
yes. They
do score 2,000 games. They give away 2,000 in cash.
Cool.
He was mysteriously absent on Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
But he claims not to have had a date. And now he's beat red.
Oh, let's see. And
did you get a little something last night? Or?
There's a mic right there, Scott, if you want to start, jump on there. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. No. I'm very disappointed. I thought you were helping me
out.
This
guy sounds like Roger Clemens. What? What do you mean? I just meant his accent. Like, sort of sounded similar to his.
Hey, if somebody's sticking needles in his ass, I don't want to hear about it. I can tell you that right now. No date last night.
No. Sadly, no. No.
Tragic.
Yeah. Tough for you.
I was getting prepared for my day with Trish, so I went home, got a good night's sleep.
Oh, what sort of preparation goes into preparing for a day with Trish? I'm just wondering.
Painstaking preparation, actually. Yeah. You know, being dressed, coordinating my outfit mm-hmm. with your purse, because I've held your purse a few times today,
I'm
cool. Yeah.
On.
You told me. Dawn told me your handler.
Mm-hmm.
That,
former handler.
Yeah,
that you were wearing all black, or the purse was all black. So
was wrong. Yeah. Which is, again, why she's fired. And
although this is the female prerogative to change your mind, so that might have thrown her off, right?
Yeah. And first, Trish is flying first class back, and Dawn's on Greyhound now, so.
And you should be, you know what I'm saying?
The old
it's comfy.
Cargo
they have, like, don't they have wide seats, though, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
If you don't mind dog crates.
Yeah.
So, you're going to do the thing tomorrow night.
What's the thing? Let's just go ahead, do that
I
one more
say
time.
That again.
Do it.
The Maximum Fighting Ring Card Girl Search Final.
I like that.
Host and judge.
Host and judge.
At River Cree. At the
River Cree
Touch
Resort
Ultra Lounge.
Casino.
Yes. Resort and Casino, yeah.
They like it like that.
We have to have that part in there. Did they give you a nice room?
It's beautiful and huge.
Really?
Yes.
What are you doing tonight then?
Nothing?
Not that way, not like that.
I'm
not really doing anything.
Right, well, I am. I'm going to, I don't know, something. Probably
wash cards. Your hair?
No.
Accessorize, that kind
play
of thing?
Play some cards, maybe.
Do you like gambling?
I like roulette a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never gotten roulette.
Well, my husband's really good at roulette. I don't know why, and I don't know how there's a skill, but somehow he is convinced there is, and when I watch it in motion and it happens, there is something going on there. And I just basically do what he does and puts the, you know.
Is he here?
No, he's not. He's had a business trip as well, so this is like the one time it would have came to like one of my appearances, but yeah. I told him it was going to be ring card girls, you know? The cards they have.
I don't know what kind of business would get in the way of that.
And, you know, they hold cards up and their hands are up in the air and.
Do you get to travel much? and we get to go, yep, that's good. Very, very good.
Do you have any tips for me? Like, what do you think I should look for in a ring girl, a ring card girl? Different than a ring girl. I'm a ring girl, sorry. You know, because I was in the ring, right? But ring card girl, what should I look for?
Boobs.
Okay, first boobs. What else? Anything else?
Well, what are the things typically guys look for?
Mm-hmm.
Pulse.
Okay, check that, yeah.
Yeah, boobs.
Boobs, yeah.
I'm good.
Okay, good. So that should be an easy night. Good. Okay,
yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Good. Easy.
So, well, what are you judging them on, by the way? What are the criteria? Do we have any, or is it just kind of a vibe you get from these
mostly a vibe. It's mostly a vibe. I'm really good at vibing out girls with boobs. You know? Yeah, I was around a lot of boobs, you know.
Getting better and better.
I was in a locker room full of boobs, you know, in the WWE, and so I got a good vibe from them. So I'm just going to take that experience, which is clearly why they chose me to judge this contest.
Do you have...
boobs? Yes, I do.
Oh, I hadn't noticed again. Sorry. That damn research thing. I wanted to know about friendships from the WWE days. Do you still have some close friends?
I do. My longtime rival of Lita, or otherwise known as Amy Dumas. Mm-hmm. We're quite close. We keep in touch. And she should be coming to my grand opening of the Stratosphere Yoga Studio. If you want to come,
you're
live on
yoga.
Remote in Toronto.
Yes.
No?
Maybe.
Maybe. That doesn't really work, does it?
Yeah.
Internet?
I'll take holidays.
Maybe. Okay, take a
holiday. I have no life, so.
I got box sets you can borrow.
Exactly.
Yeah, we keep in touch, and then, you know, the odd texting. We all keep in touch via texting. But I remember when I was on the road, it was hard to keep in touch, honestly. Like, you say, oh, we're so busy, I can't call and text. But you really, it was that busy, and you're so on the road, and it's go, 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 that you really have time. Like, you can't stop and make a phone call. You throw text here and there. So I text with most of the girls, and that's about it.
514 to K-Rock with Trish Stratus. What's left? Is there something that you have in mind that you haven't done yet that you want to do, that you know what it is? Or
I want to be a DJ at K-Rock one of these days. And I know.
It's hard work. It's exhausting.
I know. That's something you've got mad crazy skills. I know. But hopefully one day, if my dream comes true, I'll be on that side of the desk.
Well, that would mean that Walker would have to lose his job, so...
That's okay. He's good.
You know,
can hang out with Don. They're good.
Two people just fired, just like that.
Yeah, I got power.
You are a bit of a big deal. All right, so Trish will be down at the Touch Ultra Lounge for the...
Here we go.
Yeah, this is painful. Maximum Fighting Ring Card Girl Search Final tomorrow night.
She'll be MC
around,
and hosting.
Yes. MC, hosting, judging.
Yes.
8 o'clock-ish? 10:30?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God, that's past my bedtime.
That's right. See, we like it like that.
He's new, eh? See, I say 8 o'clock. They show up for 8 o'clock.
We
they
like
start drinking. They get, you know.
The club opens at 9:30. So come line up.
So they could come gamble.
There'll be naked girls in line waiting to greet you.
Naked?
No. What?
Nothing.
No,
I didn't. No,
no.
Sorry. Two separate
but
conversations we're having here.
Come out and see me. Come and see the ring girls. And if I need some help, maybe I'll need to, you know, like, shout out from the audience. Hey, what do you think of her? You know, it might be a lot of, ooh, the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
There's
know?
Nothing
I
wrong with a good, woo.
I can just like,
yeah. All right. It's good having you in.
Thanks for having me.